Alright, now we're actually gonna guys, stop the bits right now and bring up an awesome musical act. Please put your hands together for Rich Experience!
Hey everybody, I'm Rich Experience. As you can see from my lab coat, I used to work at a place called Kraft Foods, actually. Kraft Foods. I'm a food scientist, and what I do is mix things up. You know, I know exactly what's on the ingredient deck of all kinds of foods and stuff like that. And I survived yet another round of layoffs this year, you know. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, because, you know, you're always just wondering whether you're going to make it another year or not, you know. Maybe I just want to get it over with, man. Just let me go. I was working at Kraft, and Kraft bought Nabisco, you know, and the thing about Nabisco was they were, like, very protective of their Oreo cookie. And Kraft was like, you know, you can do what you want, Rich. And then Nabisco's like, don't fuck with the Oreo, man. Don't fuck with the Oreo. And so, you know, Kraft is like, come on, man, you gotta do something. It's your job. So I took some orange flavoring and encapsulated in the cream filling of the Oreo cookie. And the key was, when you ate your first orange Oreo, it didn't taste that good, you know? When you ate your second one, it tastes a little bit better. When you ate the third one, the release factor kicks in, you know? And then you're in orange chocolate heaven. Orange chocolate heaven. And I was there one day, it was a Friday, actually. I'd gone out, kind of like tonight, and got really hammered and stuff. And I was at work, and I was, you know, a little hungover, and I'm working on this cheese, but it's not really cheese. It's more like a fat matrix. You know, it's just a conglomeration of fats. And the deal was they wanted to stick it in like a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker, you know? And the thing is, you eat it, you know, and it gives you this nice cheesy flavor because it contains this this powder called cheese tang, you know? And then it just kind of melts in your mouth and lubricates the esophagus as it goes down. It just lubricates the esophagus. So I'm sitting there at work, you know, it's like about 7 in the morning, and I can't listen to like music or anything, you know? And I'm by myself, and I'm making vats of this stuff, and it's all kind of spinning around, you know, and I started singing this little song that I wrote at work, you know, a little song I wrote at work, just made me feel better about myself and life, you know, and kind of this past time, and it goes like this. Everybody.
Happy cheese, happy cheese, happy, 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 happy cheese, happy cheese, happy cheese, happy, happy, happy cheese.
So I'm singing my little song, you know, my boss comes walking in. Hey Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Ashish. What's up? Hey, Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been temping here for about 2 years now. Hey, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but there's a new policy from upper management. Any temporary that's been here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Ashish, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm driving in my car. And all I can think about is turning that car around, driving through the front gates of that place, knocking over the vats of happy cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. Then I looked to my right. And to my right was the bag. The very bag that I brought with me to work that day. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before.
Happy pills!
Thank you. had lots of girlfriends, you know. My first girlfriend, she was a lawyer and a law school major, actually, and she taught me that I was a complete idiot. And then my second girlfriend was a Japanese major. My third girlfriend was actually Japanese, which is really kind of a weird turn of events. And then my girlfriend after that, she was into, heavy metal. We went to Ozfest and stuff. That was pretty cool, you know. And my girlfriend after that, I can't even remember her. But then, this is a song about the girlfriend I haven't had yet. This is a song about girlfriend number 8. Hanging out with number 8, having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8. If you're having fun, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Break it down now. Having fun, I'm feeling great. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8. If you're feeling good, make no mistake, you're hanging out with the number 8. Hanging out with number 8. Smoking a J and getting baked. I'm hanging out with the number 8. Thank you. Song about your brain, you know. I mean, you can wash your car, you can wash your clothes, you know, but how do you wash your brain, man? How do you go to a right back from work, you know, and you got all that shit in your head, and you gotta get out, man. You just gotta get out. It's a song called Brainwash. 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 How do I get my brainwashed? Drugs. Drugs. Drugs, 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 drugs! Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwashed? Baseball bat. Baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull! Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwashed? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Orgasm. Brainwash. Brainwash. How do I get my brainwashed? Think about soap. 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 Thank you. This next song's about Jurassic Park, man. Well, not really Jurassic Park, but what do you do when nature gets out of control, you know? Sometimes you just can't control things. And, you know, it's like if you've got a dog, you know, and you look over and you're, you know, you put your jacket down, he's got your shoe or something, he's running around, you take the shoe away from the dog, you put it up somewhere high where he can't get it, you know? Turn around, Mr. Dog's like peeing on your jacket, man. He's taking a piss on your jacket. It's a song about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Monkey, monkey in my soup. Monkey, monkey taking a poop. Problem, you know, he's a little different. Everybody has a little something different about him, you know, and something a little different. You know, this guy's problem, he makes this funny sound, you know, this little squeaky sound all the time. You know, it's like if it's raining outside, you come inside, you know, and your shoes make this little squeaky noise as you walk. This guy's problem is he makes a sound all the time. All the time, he makes a squeaky sound. Nobody knows why or how he does it, he just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky. I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I make a squeaky sound. Next song's about being at work, you know? I mean, I don't like to sing about work, but I have, you know, I just go to work a lot, so I have to sing about it. And the weird thing is, you know, when you're here, you're hanging out with your friends, you know, yourself, you know, you're the person everybody knows, you know, you're friendly, you're happy, you know, and you can relax and just hang out, you know, but when you're at work, you know, you gotta be somebody different, you know? If you're hungover or you're pissed off, you know, you gotta smile, you know? Somebody says, good morning, you say, good morning, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, I'm doing great, you know? And you can't, you know, you can't just tell them, you know, fuck you, man. I'm hungover. I don't feel good. You know, a song called Work Face. I got my work face on. 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 Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. 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 Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on, and work face on, and work face on. Asshole, tweet, dumbass, jerk, kiss their ass, kiss his ass, kiss your ass, kiss my ass. Thank you. Song about the reptiles of the world, you know, the snakes, lizards, and turtles, you know, and stuff like that. It's strange, you know, people have dogs and stuff, but I'm into reptiles, you know, and a snake can feel fear, you know, a lizard can feel love. A turtle can feel shame. You know, I really can. This is about the reptile swap up in Barrington, Illinois, where you can take your lizard, turtle, or snake and just trade it in for something else, man. Trade it in for a different lizard, you know, or something. Reptile swap, a reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, a reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, a reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Out there, so there's turtles and snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Austrian mini dragons, leprechauns too, chameleon, chameleon. So the reptile swap, the reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-doo, the reptile swap, that place for you. Yeehaw, whoop-dee-dee, reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. a song about, you know, I'm a scientist, and the weird thing about science is you always try to figure out what things do and how they work and shit, you know? And you know what happens when all the mysteries are solved and everything becomes numbers and shit like that? I mean, sometimes, you know, what are you gonna do? I don't know. Fuck. Chemicals drive the evolution show. Mitochondria drive the human dynamo. Multiple variables predict the future. Swim, dance, jump, silly creature. Consciousness, a fourth dimensional wave. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Attraction, the smell of DNA. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Consciousness? A fourth dimensional wave. Is it love? Or chemicals in my brain? Attraction? The smell of DNA. Is it love? Or chemicals in my brain? Mutiny a lot during the summer, and I live in Logan Square, so I'd just skateboard up there, you know, at Logan Square, and I'd been doing this thing where I'd get really stoned, you know, and then skateboard up to Mutiny, you know, and it was kind of weird, because I do this thing, you know, where I rock back and forth, you know, propel myself forward without using my legs, you know. I made this little song while I was doing that. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Sunlight, lizard, dragon. It's on an atom, planet. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Sunlight, planet, lizard, friend of the dragon. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Skateboard, rocket, starship. Starfish. Thank you. It's a song about redemption, life and death. I was late for work, I came out of my apartment. Walking down the sidewalk, there was this lifesaver sitting on the ground, you know. I looked down, I looked at it, I didn't have time for breakfast. So I'm like looking at this thing, and I'm kind of hungry, but there's all these little ants just crawling over this thing, and it was crawling all over this little fucker, you know. And this little kid comes walking by with his mom, you know. He like reaches down, you know, kind of like lunges for this little lifesaver thing, you know. And he sees the ants, and he picks up his foot like he's going to step on it. His mom pulls him away at the last minute, just pulls him away. So I'm thinking, you know, should I eat it? Should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I come home from work, you know, and it just rained outside. I'm like, look at all these little worms, you know, running across the sidewalk, you know. I'm like, little worm, man, why don't you underground and party with your little friends, you know?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you.
you know, just wanders up, you know, looks at me, lays over in his back, looks at me with those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you, step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
Thank you. Song about a few years ago, back on New Year's Eve, I was cruising, you know, had some friends hanging out, drinking, you know, smoking a little of the old Hobbit leaf, you know, and we decided to go to this other party, you know, just down the street, just walk there, you know, so we walked down the street, and this girl's got this really cool house, you know, this really cool house, you know, she's got this one room, though, you know, it's painted all red, and in this room, she's got these dolls, but not really, you know, dolls are cool, but she's got the heads of dolls, just dolls, the heads of dolls, and these glass structures, you know, just so you could see them, you know, little cases. And they're like all fucked up, you know. One's like got needles in the eyes, the other one's like torn apart and sewn back together with twine, man. Freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. Everywhere I look, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. Why in the world? Just you have these freaky, freaky doll heads? Freaky dolls. Why does she have these freaky dolls? Freaky dolls. I mean, freaky dolls. Why does she have these freaky dolls? Freaky dolls. I mean, freaky dolls. Thank you. Here's a song, you know, about video games. I play video games, you know, and I also go out, you know, and shoot people and steal their cars and shit like that, because that's what the video games teach me, you know? No, not really. I really don't do that. But I mean, here's what happens if people actually did, you know, what the video games do, man. If really, man, I mean, what would you do? You know, if people actually went out there and did the video game stuff. Back on the old cat thing, you know, I was unemployed and after the craft incident, and I was laying in bed, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, I was wide awake and I had nothing to do, my little cat comes up and starts, you know, nuzzling me and stuff, and this guy, I realized he's got a little stench to me, a little stink, you know, so I decided to give him a bath, you know, I'm gonna wash the thing off, hose it down, and, you know, I take it in the shower, I get out the Palmolive, you know, and I start hosing the little fucker down, so. Good kitty likes it, yes. Give the cat a bath. Nothing better to do today. I'm giving that cat a bath. Giving that cat a bath. Giving that cat a bath. Thank you. All right, here's my last song. Song I think about, I love, you know, I love going out there doing the ollie, you know, doing grinding and shit, you know, and I can't really do it right now. It's pretty cold, you know, a little icy, it's a little dangerous, but you know, I get out there anyway and give it a shot, you know. It's a song about skateboarding. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Hell yeah! Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go! Skateboarding, hell yeah! Ride that concrete wave! I wanna go skateboarding, hell yeah! Thank you, everyone, on Rich Experience. You have a great show tonight. I've got some free CDs if anyone wants one. Thank you.